Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2179, Mindfulness During Exercise, 9 Tips to Feel Focused, Have Fun, and Work Out Better, by Rachel Cable of RachelCable.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Mindfulness During Exercise, 9 Tips to Feel Focused, Have Fun, and Work Out Better, by Rachel Cable of RachelCable.com. Regular exercise is an important part of a healthy lifestyle and good well-being. Not only does exercise help protect you from health issues such as diabetes, asthma, arthritis, and heart disease, it can also improve your mental health. If you exercise regularly, it can help reduce symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression while boosting confidence and sleep quality. However, even when you know about the benefits of exercise, it can still be difficult to actually do. You might spend a long day at work and feel exhausted by the end of it. Exercise is probably the last thing you feel like doing. Maybe you set some big exercise goals that are really hard to reach, and as a result, you feel uninspired and disappointed. Perhaps you just don't really enjoy it. Or maybe you like the idea of exercising more, but you're not feeling particularly motivated to start. Well, I have some great news for you. Weaving mindfulness into your exercise routine can help in a number of ways. Mindfulness can help you make the most of low-intensity exercise, the kind of exercise you might actually enjoy at the end of a long day. It can help you navigate any challenging emotions which arise during exercise, such as disappointment, lack of motivation, and frustration. Mindfulness can also help you enjoy and appreciate exercise more, even when it's challenging. And finally, using exercise in tandem with mindfulness helps you save time by doing 2 beneficial activities at the same time. We're going to discuss 9 simple mindfulness tips you can easily incorporate into different workouts and different forms of exercise, which can help facilitate more mindfulness. Tip 1, be curious and open-minded about physical sensations. Exercise creates various physical sensations that you can mindfully pay attention to. As you complete your exercise, allow your attention to flow between the different sensations that arise. For example, you might notice your heart rate increasing and your breathing becoming deeper. You might feel the strength or lengthening of your muscles. You might feel your cheeks becoming flushed and hot. There are so many different sensations you can pay attention to as your workout unfolds. Tip 2, remove distractions. If you would like to experience exercise more mindfully, try to remove distractions that pull your focus away from it. For example, if you do yoga in the lounge room while watching television, instead, try to find a quiet room where you can actually pay attention to your practice. If you normally run while listening to music or a podcast, try leaving your phone at home so you can pay more attention to your surroundings and the feelings in your body. The less distractions there are to pull your focus away from exercise, the easier it will be to exercise in a mindful way. Tip 3, ride the waves of different emotions. As you exercise, you might notice different emotions arising. Rather than judging yourself for those emotions or wishing the emotions would go away, try to simply recognize them and let them be. For example, if you're running and feel the need to slow down and walk for a while, you might feel disappointed or frustrated. Remind yourself that it's okay to have those feelings and that they will come and go. Tip 4, listen to your body. It can also be important to listen to your body by noticing sensations such as pain, discomfort, or fatigue. Rather than ignoring sensations like these, use them to guide you. For example, pain might be a signal to stop and take a break, whereas mindful discomfort could be a sign that you could work harder. Tip 5, engage in exercise for fun. Incorporate fun types of exercise into your routine and allow yourself to let go of worries and stressors and have a good time. Here are some types of exercise which might help you have more fun: snowboarding, skiing, kayaking, playing with your children or pets, tennis, beach cricket, hiking, basketball, dancing, and surfing. Not all exercise needs to be serious, challenging, and results-driven. Sometimes you can simply try new things and live more actively. Another benefit of fun types of exercise? Mindfulness can often occur naturally when you're doing things that are out of the ordinary because they require you to pay attention. Tip 6, use attention anchors. Before you start exercising, choose one or two things that you can refocus on throughout the exercise to be your attention anchors. For example, your breath can be a great attention anchor because it's always there for you to focus on, and it can change during your workout. Whenever you notice your mind wandering, or if you need something to focus on, pay attention to the feeling of the breath moving in and out of your body. Alternatively, choose one part of your body where you can feel your breath, such as your nostrils, and rest your attention there. Other attention anchors could include the feeling of the ground underneath your feet, the temperature, the feeling of equipment you might be using, and sounds you can hear. Tip 7, connect with your intention for exercising. When you take the time to recognize why you want to exercise, it can feel more meaningful and worthwhile. Try asking yourself, what is my main purpose for exercising today? Or why is this workout important to me? And reconnect with your answer at different times during your exercise to keep motivated. Tip 8, try slower forms of exercise. Sometimes mindfulness can be easier to practice when there are fewer things to focus on. This is why tip number 2 about removing distractions is important. Some forms of exercise can feel overwhelming with physical sensations, emotions, the environment, and other people to focus on. It can be helpful to find slower forms of exercise where you can more easily focus on your movements, your breath, or your attention anchors. Here are some slower types of exercise you could try. P.S. These might be the types of exercise you could engage in at the end of the day when you don't really feel like exercising. These can include yin yoga, tai chi, stand-up paddleboarding, walking, slow strength training, gardening, and swimming. And tip 9, pay attention to the quality of your movements. This is probably my favorite tip because paying attention to my movements during exercise not only helps me be more mindful, it allows me to get the most out of my exercise in safe ways with better posture and form. It can be easy to forget about the quality of movements and focus on just hitting a target or goal. But the more I've practiced this, the more I've come to see that quality is often better than quantity. For example, I used to run with my shoulders hunched forward because it often felt easier for me. When I first started trying to improve my running posture, I found myself getting tired faster and not running quite as far. However, my form was so much better, and over time, I was gradually able to build back up again, but this time with good posture. You just listened to the post titled Mindfulness During Exercise, 9 Tips to Feel Focused, Have Fun, and Work Out Better by Rachel Cable of rachelcable.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As I was reading the post, you may have thought, wait, but I like to distract myself during my workouts. It feels a lot more tolerable when I'm listening to music or watching a show. And I get it. There are times during an intense workout where I actually want my brain to focus on something else, just so I can forget about how hard I'm working and just get through it. But there are also times when I'm extremely mindful, where I want to make sure I don't injure myself, just as today's author Rachel said. So if I'm performing a compound, complex movement like squats or deadlifts, I want to make sure I'm very mindful of what I'm doing so I don't hurt myself. So there are times when it's very worthwhile to refocus your attention and be mindful during exercise. Give it a try. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.